Arcadia, Michigan is one of those don't-blink-or-you'll-miss-it kind of towns. There are only a few businesses operating here, but judging from the number of empty storefronts, you can tell the town's seen better days. Still, there's a bar, a junk shop, and this old-time grocery store.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Good, nice to see you.
It might not seem like there's a lot going on in Arcadia, but this quiet little town may be on the brink of an economic boom. Arcadia's biggest asset is its location. It's set on the coast of Lake Michigan, about an hour south of Traverse City. A developer recently invested millions to build a first-class golf course here, and local residents like Destiny LaFleur hope that signals a turnaround for the tiny town.
For the most part, I think everyone likes it. It brings more business to the many small businesses in the area, and it also gives us another tourist attraction. This is the first major thing that we've got. It's a real highly publicized thing, the golf course.
But publicity, of course, isn't always positive. And the golf course was getting its share of bad press way before it opened. It all started when local residents Pat and Bruce Berghoff noticed something strange in Lake Michigan, a swath of dirty-looking water.
If the base color of the water is a nice, brilliant blue, why, the plume is a very marly-looking gray.
The Berghoffs had seen plumes before, caused by agricultural runoff. But this was different. It was much bigger. Bruce Berghoff estimates it was a quarter mile wide and extended north as far as the eye could see. He traced the problem down the beach to where work crews were busy building Arcadia Bluffs Golf Club. Berghoff says the plume was caused by tons of sand and soil that had washed out of a ravine and into the water. Over the next year, Bruce Berghoff returned to the site again and again, snapping pictures to record what he says was massive erosion caused by careless development.
We documented five additional gullies, the smallest of which was probably 15 to 20 feet wide and ran all the way down to Lake Michigan.
Berghoff showed his pictures all over the community and beyond, and eventually some powerful allies came on board. Now the Michigan Attorney General's Office and the State Department of Environmental Quality are suing the developer for sediment discharges into the lake.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Arcadia Bluffs Golf Club is set on nearly 250 acres overlooking Lake Michigan. It's a public course, but at $125 a round, it caters to an exclusive crowd. Since the course opened Labor Day weekend, golfers have been giving it rave reviews. Head golf pro Eric Ross says some are even calling it the Pebble Beach of the Midwest.
There's not one spot on the course, I don't believe, once you get in the fairway that you can't see the lake. And that's what's so impressive about this total development here.
No one could deny it's a gorgeous view, and no one's denying its potential impact on the local economy. Golf course developer Rich Postma says Arcadia Bluffs has created more than 100 jobs, and golfers coming to play are staying in many of the small communities nearby.
Nobody knew about Arcadia or Arcadia Bluffs, and now that we're open and fully operational, the place is jammed. Everybody wants to play. And there has not been one person who's played this course that's had a negative comment.
And Postma adds, he did nothing wrong. He claims he had permits for every step of the golf course construction. And he says by adding a drainage system, he's actually improved the land by slowing erosion. But local resident Bruce Berghoff says the development comes at a high cost to the environment. He claims erosion at the site caused five major sediment plumes that sometimes lasted for days. Other local residents noticed the dirty water, too, but Berghoff's had little success rallying community support.
It's astounded us up here how little folks care to speak out about issues that we think should really be concerning them. They affect their future.
While golf course critic Bruce Berghoff might not be getting much support from the locals, he has captured a lot of attention at the state level. Besides the state's lawsuit, Michigan State Senator Ken Sikkema recently introduced legislation to strengthen the state's soil erosion law. If passed, the new law would impose fines of up to $25,000 a day for violations. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Arcadia, Michigan.